There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ollie Barrett joins us on the line from London. Ollie, always a pleasure to talk to you.
And always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks, guys.
So, let's talk Brexit. I really don't know where to start. I'm trying to follow this. All I know is there is, as yet, no deal. Ollie?
Exactly. That's about the long and the short of it. No deal at the moment. We have just in the last few moments heard from the DUP at Westminster, the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland, a small party but a crucial party in all of this, not least because the Irish border is such a complicated issue when it comes to Brexit, but also because the DUP support the Conservative government at Westminster after they lost their majority in the UK general election. And yesterday, Theresa May went to Brussels. Certainly, Number 10 were briefing that a deal was very close and was likely to be announced on Monday. And then it became clear that things were starting to unravel, and essentially the DUP were not able to go along with the deal that was being presented to them by Theresa May, which had essentially, to all intents and purposes, been agreed by the European Union, been agreed by Ireland as well, but the DUP weren't having it. What the DUP are really worried about is that some conditions might be applied to Northern Ireland with regards to essentially the kind of arrangement that might mean it to in some parts of trade they would be remaining effectively inside the European single market and the customs union as well, while some parts of the United Kingdom might be not tied down to those same conditions. Now, the UK government says that's not quite actually what they are suggesting, but certainly that's how the DUP have interpreted it. And as I say, having heard from them in the very last few minutes, they don't currently sound like a party which thinks this is going to be resolved anytime soon. A little bit before we heard from the DUP, we heard from the Brexit Secretary David Davis in the UK House of Commons, asked an urgent question on following on from the collapse of talks in Brussels on Monday. He insisted that lots of progress had been made, that issues around the Irish border were very, very close to being resolved, and said that he still believed that there would be a deal by the end of this week. Number 10 Downing Street want Theresa May to be able to get back to Brussels on Wednesday, perhaps Thursday, to announce that this deal has been reached. That looks optimistic if you read the body language coming from the DUP. Now, the reason that timing is important is because we have a crucial EU summit coming up on the 14th of December. At that summit, Britain hopes that the European Union will agree that Brexit talks can move on to the next phase to start talking about things like the future trading relationship between Britain and the EU. And if that isn't agreed at that crucial upcoming EU summit, then that throws the whole Brexit timetable of the government of Theresa May into question. So incredibly important that Theresa May can reach a deal, an agreement on this first phase this week. But as I say, we're not getting the sense from the DUP at the moment, and certainly they're playing hardball in public, and it may be slightly different behind the scenes. But at the moment, they don't look like a party about to sign up. And that, in turn, leads to all sorts of allegations that the British government at Westminster now essentially has a veto held over it by the DUP in these Brexit negotiations.
And Ollie, moving across Europe, those arrest warrants we all saw have been dropped for the Catalan leaders.
Yes, these European arrest warrants that Spain had sought and had issued for Catalan former President Carles Puigdemont and four of his former ministers. You'll remember that it was a month ago that they fled to Belgium, following on from his declaration of independence, following on from the independence referendum that the Catalonia region had held. Spain insisted that all of that was illegal. But a judge in Spain now saying that the former president, Carles Puigdemont, and those former ministers as well have indicated a willingness to return to Spain now ahead of fresh regional elections, which are going to be held on the 21st of December. Now, that doesn't mean that legal avenues against them are being dropped completely. The judge in Spain saying that they still face possible charges for rebellion and sedition. And bear in mind that rebellion comes with a jail term up to 30 years. In Spain. So certainly some serious potential charges still hanging over these men. But the European arrest warrants, at least, are now being dropped, which may open the way to Carlos Puigdemont returning to Spain at some point in the near future.
Ollie, can I ask you about Russia declaring 9 media outlets from the United States, Voice of America and Radio Liberty included in that? They've been declared as foreign agents. What does that mean? What is a foreign agent?
Well, a foreign agent means that as a media outlet, these broadcasters will have to declare their sources of funding. There have long been laws in place in Russia which target things like charities and civil society groups from international countries as well. It means that media outlets affiliated to these broadcasters will also have to label themselves foreign agents. And this is all in response to the fact that in the United States, the Justice Department there said that the Russian channels RT and Sputnik had to be registered as foreign agents in the United States. So it's a clear retaliation. It's a clear response to that move. And the Americans have long accused RT of not only propaganda, but also of potential involvement in the campaign, the alleged campaign by Russia to interfere in the presidential election in the United States last year. RT has always denied that, by the way, but the Russians now responding. This law had earlier been passed very easily by the Russian parliament, and now Russia has gone ahead, having got the backing of the of that legislation, and declared 9 American media outlets as foreign agents, including some pretty high-profile ones like Voice of America and Radio Liberty.
Just finally, Ollie, it sounds like Caroline might have trouble in store for the UK.
It does sound a bit like that. We've had a few headlines in the British media in recent days. You know, papers like the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, which are mildly obsessed by the weather, which have led some people to say, well, it sounds pretty much to me like winter is coming during winter. But we are going to get a new named storm hitting the UK later this week. Storm Caroline will hit Scotland on Thursday. We're going to get gusting winds of up to 80 miles an hour towards the northern coastal areas of Scotland, some slightly lower winds, but there's still very heavy winds in other parts of Scotland. We're looking at potential disruption to travel. We've got freezing temperatures forecast for parts of England, Wales, Northern Ireland on Friday and Saturday once Caroline has actually passed. So there are some weather warnings in place and certainly some disruption potentially expected. We are likely to see some snow in parts of the UK between now and the weekend.
Ollie, it also creates a great conversation, which of course is a great talking point where you are in the United Kingdom. Good to have you on. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.